Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Minister Wayne. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to RealDaddyRadio.com, and we come to you in the name of the Lord. I'd like to start this broadcast. I'd like to start out with a prayer for us as a people and a nation. Dear God, bless us. Touch us. Heal us. Wake us up. Raise us up. The president said today, give us a new heart, a heart that's not of stone, but a heart of flesh. In the name of Yeshua, the Christ, Jesus the Christ, amen. Kill or be killed. That's the title of the show, broadcast. Because this is not a show. This is real life. You have people die, being treated worse than animals. Listen, let me explain this to you where you can really understand. And I'm talking to everybody and anybody at the sound of my voice. God wanted you to hear this because I have a message from God. What I'm telling you is not what I think, not my own words, not something from my imagination, or something I concocted. This is straight from God, the God that's in the Bible, the God has made his truth plain and simple in his word. Listen, if you brutalize an animal, if you kick a dog, tie a dog up and don't give him water, leave him out in the hot sun, they're going to lock you up. And you're going to go to jail. And you're going to get a case. And it could be a misdemeanor. It could be a felony. But they do not allow. The laws are set up where cruelty of animals is punishable by a fine and imprisonment. Think about that. In China, they eat dogs. What I'm saying is, They put value on the lives of animals. I don't know if it's because of the ASPC, because of pet owners who love their dog, and they call congressmen and to pass legislation. Or, you know, I don't know how it came about, and it don't really matter. But I do know that cruelty to animals is unacceptable, as well as it should be. It should be that way. But did you know in the book of Genesis, the Bible says that God made man in his own image, created he, them, male and female? Did you know that God said the lives of human beings were more valuable than the lives of animals, livestock, pets, wild animals? Did you know that the life of human beings is more valuable in the eyesight of God? More valuable. If you watch some of the videos that upload on my Facebook page, and I guess it's a personal business. I mean, I got everything on one Facebook page. Maybe I shouldn't, but that's what I do. And on my Facebook page, 989 Shoe Store, King of the Soul, MinisterWayne.com, Anthony Montan. On my Facebook page, I upload a lot of videos that basically show what happens in real life in real time to black people, white people, Mexican people, Americans in general, who the system, who police and others as an authority have abused their power, have abused their authority, and they have killed, maimed. They don't discriminate against women, children, or men. Although most of them that they have killed are African Americans, they kill them in ways, they kill us in ways that one would have to question. Now, it's a difference if you're robbing a bank or if you robbed a bank and they're chasing you and they killed you. Nobody could really, you remember the guys in California, they was in a full body armor. I guess this was maybe 15 years ago. They was in full body armor. And they were in a shootout with the police that's coming at the bank. I mean, it looked like something in the movies. And they killed all those guys. And one of the guys' mother tried to sue the LAPD because of excessive force. She said that even though he was shooting at them, when they did shoot him and he fell to the ground, they kept shooting while he was on the ground and then didn't get him medical attention. She thought that was very unfair. And she was right. Listen, police have to be vetted, normal citizens, the normal people. Because, like the police chief in Dallas said, it's a noble calling and a noble position. It's an office of nobility. Only the noble need apply. Racist, unfair, haters have no business being police officers. It's only for the noble, a nobleman. But we know that the Confederates, the Ku Klux Klan has infiltrated most of the police departments in America, and they use their authority to do what the Ku Klux Klan have always done, killed, harassed, maimed, and scared black people. That's what they've always done, and that's what they're always going to do. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I watched with horror and amazement at this gunman shoot down innocent police officers who had done no apparent wrong. I watched it. I was amazed by it. But I can't say I was in shock. I can't say that. What I'm in shock about, what I can't believe, is that it hadn't happened sooner because of the frequency and the long history in America that these things have been going on. Now, I wouldn't promote or advocate that type of behavior, but let me tell you something. Scientifically speaking, did you know, and now listen to me, this real talk right here, this real talk. Did you know the first law of nature is self-preservation? You can't go against nature. Don't you know if it's a present on your life or your family's life, you are supposed to take evasive action? Listen. Me and some of my homeboys who were in prison, we had a saying that I would rather be judged by six than carried or buried by six. The pallbearers. Six people in the jury, six people in the pallbearer. Now that guy that got killed in Minneapolis. Had he known the police was going to kill him, shoot him, kill him, what do you think he would have done? Or what do you think he should have done? What if the police put out his gun and started shooting for no apparent reason, but he missed? Do you think he should have returned fire, called 911, and say, we got a renegade police officer? He's trying to kill me. I think he's on drugs. I don't know what's wrong with him. I need help. And do you think he would have got that help, or they would have all poured in on him and killed everybody in the car? See, these are questions you got to ask. These are the questions that you've got to ask. You got to think. You got to think. Steve Harvey said that all white America, those who are in shock and they can't believe it and they want to know what's going on, Steve Harvey said, all you got to do is put yourself in the family shoes of these people that are being killed and murdered in jail. You're not even safe in jail. In jail, traffic stops, in the hands and custody of police officers. All you got to do is put yourself in their shoes. You know your son. You know your daughter. You know if they wild and crazy and you scared of them. Some of y'all got kids, you scared of them. Scared to death of them. They'll hit you, flatten your cars, throw you. I mean, some of y'all got some wild, crazy kids. And if the police shot them, you just pray for them, like, well, Lord, I knew it was going to happen one day. But for the most of us, we have children that are good and decent, that we know that, like Trayvon Martin, just going to start to get some Skittles. You feel me? Listen to me. Most of us got kids like Trayvon Martin. Teenage boy, my son, 19 years old, let her eat kid candy. Candy that I think made for kids. Sweet and sour, worms and the jelly bean, sugar bear. I mean, just weird candy I've never seen in my life. He loved it. He's 19 years old. He'll be 20 his next birthday. I know what kind of kid that is. I know he'll never reach for officer's gun or anybody. He's scared that he's going to run. If a firecracker pop off, he's going to run. And one of my sons come up dead. And the police say, oh, he was choking me. He tried to kill. At first, look, I know my son. No, my son didn't do that. Now, some of y'all got signs that you say, well, yeah, he probably did. He choked me the other day. See? But for the most part, you got good kids. How about Sandra Bland, your sister, your mother? Get put over by a cop for a traffic stop. Tase her, body slam her. Just to be an American. Listen, first of all, they said, well, you got to watch how you talk to the police. Why you got to watch how you talk to the police as long as you don't threaten them? You have, in America, you have the right to remain silent and you have the right to voice your opinion per the Constitution. You got the right of free speech. They always want to make concessions and say, well, you know, when the police come, first of all, we don't use common courtesy regardless. But if I didn't use courtesy, it's like, man, why you stop me? This is BS. Yeah, I can say whatever I want to say as long as I don't threaten this officer, physical harm, and as long as I don't threaten to hurt myself, I can say whatever I want to say. Whatever I want to say because I'm an American. He can still write me the ticket. I still got to go to court. If I'm found guilty, I got to pay it. But I shouldn't have to shut up. We say, if you want to live, you will not. I'm an American. Yes, I want to live, but I am an American. And the same rights afforded to non-blacks, the same rights are afforded to me. Because this guy gets upset that I'm talking and speaking my mind, or saying what I feel, does not give him a right to snatch me out of my car, shoot me, tase me, or do anything outside of write me a ticket. And if he do, shoot me, snatch me out of my car, tase me, take me to jail like they did Sandra Bland, and I come up dead. Even if he don't get a murder case because he didn't kill me, he still should get a manslaughter charge because he's the reason I'm dead. Because he never had a right to pull me out of my car. I'm not a suspect. I don't have a warrant. Why are you pulling me out of my car? And then if I decide I don't want to because I'm a woman and you a man, and I thought that the male officer is supposed to always call a female officer. Because when you do a body search, you got to touch her breast, her butt, her vagina. That's not okay. Male officers can't do that. So why are you pulling her out the car? You pulling her out the car because you want to confront her. You want to use force on her, and you want to show her who the boss is. Never mind the fact that this could be your sister. This could be your aunt. Oh, well, I guess she couldn't because she was black, right? And so her life didn't matter. Then you got people like Giuliani claiming that Black Lives Matter is a racist organization. That's insane. It ain't no more racist than the NAACP. It ain't no more racist than United Negro College Fund. What's racist about it? Because people stand up for themselves and they march and demand justice. That's crazy. That's crazy. Listen, some of these people, and I call them Confederate-minded, these are ones who fought. I mean, listen to me. I need you to understand this. Because some of y'all are trying to convince the wrong people that you're right. Listen, it's not about a matter of what's right or what's wrong. It's about white supremacy. These people in the Civil War sent their sons to die, knowing that they wouldn't see them again, to fight for the cause of white supremacy. They gave up their own life to fight for white supremacy. What you gonna tell a man like that? Who you trying to convince? Who you trying to convince? Why are you trying to convince him that he wrong and you right? Listen, listen. Truth don't have to be convinced. You just put it out there. And the truth is just like the sun. It's just like the moon. It's just like the stars. It's just like the heavens themselves. You can't miss it. You can't miss the truth. You might not want to accept that the sun is shining today, but it shines anyway. Ain't nothing you can do to stop it. Listen to me. Kill or be killed? That's the question. That's the question. How long are you going to suffer? How long are you going to let your children die at the hands of cruel and corrupt and vicious murdering killers disguised in police uniforms? How long are you going to do that before you get up and march, before you stand up like a man? How long? How long are you going to suffer? Your women to be treated like animals. They treat horses better the way they treat Senator Bland. And this last woman that I put up on Facebook tonight, go to my Facebook page, Anthony Montan. I'm out here in Phoenix. Go look at it. Look at it. Look at how they did it. Tasered it like 7-8 times. Put me in one of these chairs that's for ruling, inmates. Why not leave the inmate in the cell? What's this power play all about? Tactical gear on, running a cell on men and women and teenagers, running in cells on them, body slamming them, putting 500, 600, 700 pounds of weight on them, because all of them got their knees in the back, on the chest, legs, 500, 600, 700 pounds of weight on them, because they was making noise in the cell. And they was hooping and hollering or beating on the walls. Damn it, they're not going to beat on our walls. We run this shit. What kind of silly arrogance is that? What kind of ungodly arrogance is that? We got to maintain control. We got to maintain power. We got to let them know who the boss is. That's not just in prison. That's on the streets, too. And believe me, I was in prison. I know exactly how they treat you. You think this is bad. You have nobody to run to in prison, and you can't protest. They'll starve you to death. You have nobody to run to, and you can't protest. And if you do, they'll send our brothers and sisters in uniform, our brothers and sisters in military gear, and they'll kill you dead. They'll stand outside the prison, outside the prison gates, and they'll kill you dead. You can't protest, peaceful or not. It's not allowed. It don't look like it's allowed on the street. Save for a few exceptions. Listen, y'all, listen. I ain't nothing but a dude out of Dallas, Texas, that was raised in church, got a little rebellious because of the way things were. Got rebellious because I didn't like what this country was doing to my people. So I decided to get money from banks, one of their most treasured institutions. I decided to figure out how to get money from the bank without a gun, using a pen and paper and computer. And I figured it out. And I got a whole lot of money for a long, very long time. And I took pride in it. I was glad about it. Because I felt like I smarted my conqueror. I smarted my oppressor. That's what I felt like. And maybe I did. But you know what? God showed me there was a better way. God showed me it's a better way. Now I'm an entrepreneur. I have a store. Shoe store, website. I cook barbecue. I'm on the radio. I'm on internet radio. But you know what? I'm here by the grace of God. 5 years ago, they were trying to give me 3 strikes and you out. 5 years ago. They were trying to lock me up for the rest of my life. Let me tell you what it was for. For some of you good folk who really don't think it's an issue. They wanted to give me a life sentence for a marijuana joint, for a blunt. I had a blunt, and they wanted to give me a life sentence for it. I had a blunt. This was in Houston, Texas. I had a blunt. For you, those who don't know what a blunt is, it's about four weed joints that you roll in a cigar after you cut it and take all the tobacco out. You re-roll it with marijuana. They tried to give me a life sentence, and I fought that case for about a year and a half. And when I finally beat the case, I went through 2 lawyers. When I finally beat the case, I had this lawyer out of Houston, Texas, this white lady. I'm not going to say her name. But she went to the DA, and she says, okay, you're charging him for such and such and such and such. But according to the law, and they already knew this, but they were going to railroad me. They already knew it. Yeah, according to the law, you said that he he threw it away, that he tried to hide it from you, that he tried to keep it from you. That he tried, you charged him with destroying the marijuana, because I took the marijuana off the dashboard, got out the car, and stepped on it and grind it in the ground. The officer said, why you do that? I said, because it wasn't mine. He said, it wasn't yours. I said, no, it wasn't mine. It was a guy who was riding with me, and I don't know where he is. He took off and left. I don't know where he is. He's trying to figure out what he was going to do. The sergeant came, and he told the sergeant what I did. And the sergeant said, handcuff him and lock him up. That quick, that easy, that simple. And I'm trying to figure out what they're going to take me to jail for. They charged me for trying to, they actually charged me for tampering and destroying evidence. My lawyer said, is the evidence in the evidence room? He said, yeah, we got it. She said, you got it, right? He said, yeah, we got it. He said, well, why are you charging with destroying it then, if you got it? He turned red in the face and looked at her and said, I'll be back. I got to go talk to the head DA. Came back and offered me a probation. The lady said, Minister Wayne, She said, I don't want to tell you what to do, but because you've been in trouble before, and the way the system is, just take the probation. You change your life. You're not going to do anything wrong. Just take the probation and go home. I talked to my fiance. She's my wife now. I talked to my fiance, and I said, honey, what do you think I need to do? What do you think I need to do? She said, oh, honey, I don't want you to take the probation. Went back to her and I said, whatever, I just want to fight it because the guy whose weed it was, he would come to court. He'd tell him it was his. She said, what if they don't believe him? She said, it's just not worth the risk. I said, you know what? You're right. So, listen. They pull us over because we're black. They kill you because they said it was afraid. And no police officer afraid should be a police officer. Being a police officer or in the military is, listen, the shrew, the proud, the brave. You're supposed to be brave to be a policeman. You should be brave if you in the military. It's not for cowards. So if you're scared, if you're afraid, you're in the wrong line of work. What if a Navy SEAL said that? Oh, I'm scared. I was scared. What if a Navy, they'll kick him out the Army. They'll kick him out the Navy. What if a Green Beret said that? I'm scared. He'll lose his job. It's not for cowards. It's for brave men. So that's not an excuse. It's not a valid one. It's made up. It's phony. It's not real. If you're scared, turn in your gun and your badge and go do something else. They pull us over. They put us in jail. They charge us with misdemeanor crimes, but we get felony time. I had a blunt. They wanted to give me a life sentence. I don't care if I've been in trouble 50 times. It don't matter. You each individual case is different. Who told them that was okay? Who told them it was okay to put us in one of these restraining chairs and pull a belt till you can't breathe in the jails? Who told them that was okay? Who told them it was okay to shoot you if they're afraid? All they have to do is be afraid and they can shoot you. Who told them that was okay? Did you say that? Did you vote that in? I didn't. I know nobody that did. stop your car, shoot you, or take you to jail, end up dead, you might live, they give you a charge. If you go to trial, the police gets on the stand and he lies. The DA know he lying. The judge know he lying. They're all in cahoots. You say you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, if I'm a conspiracy theorist, how come judges are going to jail right now for sending people to private prisons when they should go home or get a probation? You have several judges who have been indicted by federal authorities for doing that. And that was just the one they caught. You say, well, it's just hard to believe. Why is it hard to believe? When you know your history, it's not hard to believe. And remember, they never wanted us to be free. Remember, they never wanted us to vote. Remember, they didn't even want you to go to school with their children, college, and they grown in college. Our junior high, our elementary, our high school. They had to send the army, to make sure your children could go to school in an integrated scenario. Why are you so surprised? Or is that you really not surprised? You just want to pretend like those days are over and gone with. Listen, it's going to take good people for things to change. I mean, good people. People that's willing to stand up. When you see somebody being abused by the police, get involved. Raise your hands up and say, officer, I'm making a citizen's arrest. I'll arrest them. Give me the handcuffs. I'll arrest them. Because you're going to kill them. You're going to beat them to death. And that's not the way you arrest somebody. That's not the way to be a noble man. See, they went from being noble to being mad men. And what's so bad about it, the same system that incarcerate us for foolishness exonerates them. Boy rapes a girl. He rapes her and get 8 months in jail. He rapes her. Cold-blooded rapers get 8 months in jail. Other boy get caught with marijuana and get 28 years. But Fox News is never going to talk about that. They're never going to highlight that. Because you know why? They are not designed to give you the news that you need. They designed and they set up for the Confederates, for the Confederate-minded Caucasians who believe in white supremacy, who believe if it's white, it's white. That's what they believe, arrogant, egotistical, and they believe and they think that they are the masters of the universe. It's just that simple. My name is Minister Wayne. It's RealDaddyRadio.com. And let me tell you, there's a such thing as godly, and there's a such thing as ungodly. There's a such thing as right, and there's a such thing as wrong. Let me tell you, God destroys nations. For one, and it's, listen, all because of the homosexuals, all because of the abortions. Let me tell you, read your Bible, study it. The number one reason why God destroys nations is because of injustice. The number one reason why he destroys nations is for injustice. My name is Minister Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com. And we come to you in the name of the Lord. Look, I'll be on again tomorrow at the same time. I'll be taking phone calls. But I'm from Dallas, Texas, and the murders were horrific. But so have all the 540 murders of innocent black folk been horrific. And the Bible says violence begots violence. I hope you know what that means. Love, that's the key. But you cannot love nobody that won't love you back. You never been in a relationship where you was the one in love and the person didn't love you back? It wasn't nothing you could do, was it? But leave them alone. folks. Leave them alone. Don't try and convince them. Just leave it alone and do what you are required to do as an American and most of all as a believer. Be ready to die for what's right. Be ready to intervene whenever you see something that's not right and say, hey, that's not right. If you do him like that, you got to do me like that too. And then the next person, listen, that's what they did during the civil rights struggle. They got water holes, beat with billy clubs, shot, hanged. But look what happened. Look what happened. Look what happened. First law of nature, self-preservation. Whatever you do, live. And remember, I'd rather be judged by six than buried by fear. God loves you, and so do I.